Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit, and this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Ever thought you were a victim of bad luck? Then you better pay close attention to this adventure, and we'll get started right after this.
Defending truth, justice, and lots more truth. It's Captain Absolutely. And now you can read the revised and expanded comic series with 20 pages of new storylines. An explosion at the local library traps Josiah King in a room full of Bibles and radioactive fumes. The powerful combination transforms Josiah into a superhero. Created by Adventures in Odyssey's own Wooten Bassett, join Captain Absolutely in his fight against Dr. Relative. Pick up your copy now at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Like most people, the folks of Odyssey get their share of mail. Sometimes it brings good news, sometimes bad. And sometimes, as Robin will soon discover, it's just plain junk.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, hi, Robin. What are you up to?
I was looking for Mr. Whittaker. Have you seen him?
No. Connie's around here somewhere.
I'll just wait for Mr. Whittaker.
What's wrong?
I'm not sure anything's wrong. Yet.
You think something's going to be wrong?
I don't know. It kind of depends.
Robin.
It's all in this envelope. I got it in the mail today.
What is it? A letter from the school?
No, just look.
Oh, Robin!
That's why I wanted to talk to Mr. Whittaker.
You got a chain letter, Robin. It's a chain letter.
I know.
I've heard about them, but I never got one before.
It says that I have to send a dollar to some address in New York and then mail it to someone else, or I'll be
attacked with instant bad luck. Robin, what are you going to do?
I don't know that I'm going to do anything. I wanted to talk to my parents when they got home from work, but figured I'd ask Mr. Whittaker in the meantime. I don't even know if I believe in all that bad luck junk.
But you have to. Look at what it says.
I saw.
Mrs. Thelma Morganbracket of Laureltown, Maryland, didn't send the dollar or mail the letter and was tragically hurt in a freak gardening accident.
What does that mean? She was attacked by a rosebush?
And Mr. Richard Belcap of Rockfield, California, didn't send the dollar or mail the letter, and he immediately broke his arm in an unexplainable dog sled collision.
I read it, Jesse. It all sounds kind of silly to me.
Silly? Don't say that too loud, Robin. This stuff is dangerous. You have to send your dollar and mail this letter off right away.
But there's something suspicious about this. Some crook somewhere is getting dollars from a lot of scared people. It's just not right.
But you'll get bad luck if you don't, Robin. I had a great aunt once who had nothing but bad luck.
What happened to her?
Once she got her purse stolen after a hurricane went through her neighborhood and her house caught fire from a short circuit and a gift electric blanket for her waterbed.
Really? All that happened to her at the same time?
Yeah. Well, over 6 years.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not gonna fall for it.
Well, what are you gonna do?
This.
Robin!
And then into the trash where it belongs.
Robin, do you know what you've done? You're gonna get nothing but bad luck from now on.
I don't believe it, Jesse. You'll see. Chain letters, bad luck. I can't believe Jesse is so superstitious. Oh, hi, Mr. Walton. What you doing way up there?
Just cleaning a few of these second-story windows. What do you think I'm doing up here on a ladder knitting a sweater? Whoa, girlie, where are you going?
Just trying to get past. I have to go home.
Yeah, well, don't go under the ladder. Go around.
Why? Because it's bad luck? I don't believe in that stuff, Mr. Walton. Watch.
Yeah, but if you...
See? I'm under the ladder.
Well, good for you, but you might want to look out for... Now, I warned you. It has nothing to do with bad luck, little girl. It's just dangerous. Hey, you all right?
Yeah, Mr. Walton. I'm fine.
See, I told you, it's starting already.
Nothing's starting, Jesse. It was just a stupid accident. I shouldn't have walked under the ladder. Where do my parents keep the aspirin? The medicine cabinet.
Walking under ladders is bad luck. I've read about this, Robin.
In what, fortune cookies?
Look, you could tease if you want, but I'm not the one standing in the bathroom with a headache. It's bad luck, I'm telling you.
No, I had some good luck, too.
How?
It was a plastic bucket. How come Mom and Dad have pills for every kind of pain except a headache?
Well, while you were walking under ladders, I went to the library and found a book about it.
Jesse, cut it out.
This is serious business, Robin. Look, it talks about everything. Walking under ladders, knocking on wood, the number 13.
What does it say about walking under ladders? Don't do it.
It says the bad luck from walking under ladders started because people used to believe ladders were symbolic of bridges going to heaven and spirits walked on the bridges.
Good grief.
If you walked under a ladder, you might stop a spirit from going to heaven.
That's crazy.
That's what it says.
Put the book away, Jesse.
No, I got it for you because you threw that chain letter away. You're in trouble, Robin, and this book might help you get out of it.
We must be out of aspirin.
Robin!
Quit nagging me, Jesse. You're giving me the creeps, you know that? I don't believe in bad luck. Now just leave me alone. Oh, no.
You broke the mirror, Robin.
Thanks, Jesse. I see that.
But don't you know what it means?
Yeah, my parents are gonna be really ticked.
No, when you break a mirror, you get 7 years of bad luck.
That, I believe.
You do?
Yeah, because when my parents see this, they'll put me on restriction for 7 years.
Robin? Robin! Boy, am I glad I found you.
Don't start, Jesse. I'm trying to eat.
I've been looking for you all day. Where were you?
In class. Where else?
Oh, good. I was afraid something bad happened to you.
Thanks.
Has anything bad happened?
Nope.
Nothing?
Jesse.
Come on, something happened, didn't it?
No. I just couldn't find my homework, that's all.
What do you mean?
I did my homework last night, but when I went to hand it in today, it was gone.
Oh, Robin.
It's probably on my dresser at home. No big deal.
If I were you, I'd go find that letter.
Dig through the trash at Wits End for a ridiculous chain letter? Forget it. Pass the ketchup, please.
Here. Did you read the book I gave you?
No, I didn't read the book you gave me. It's all a bunch of superstitious mumbo-jumbo. Look, Jess, I appreciate you trying to help me, but I don't need it. Pass me this. Oh, now look.
You spilled the salt.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's you, Jesse. You keep spooking me with all this bad luck talk.
Don't just sit there. Toss a pinch over your left shoulder.
Do what?
Toss a pinch over your left shoulder. It's bad luck to spill salt.
No way.
You're only making things worse.
And you're only making things weird. Look, I have to go.
Wait, Robin. Here. I brought something to help you.
I don't want another book.
It's not a book. Here, wear this around your neck.
What is it?
Just put it around your neck and you'll have good luck again.
Gross. Looks like a dead mouse.
Don't be sick. It's a rabbit's foot.
Get it away from me.
Don't you know anything? If you rub a rabbit's foot, it'll bring you good luck.
Good luck for who? Not the rabbit, that's for sure.
Just do it. What can it hurt? I'll put it on for you.
Jesse...
Wear it so I won't worry about you. Please?
You're really weird, you know?
See, it even looks nice on you. I'll bet your luck starts getting better right away.
I don't believe in betting. Are we done? I have to go.
What's the rush?
There's a meeting at the city library I'm supposed to watch. It's a project for history. Some guys are debating whether the Vikings discovered America or whether they discovered Columbus or something like that. I have to take notes and write a report.
What time's the meeting?
1:00. What time is it?
5 till 1.
Oh no, I'm gonna be late. See ya. Oh no, where'd I park my bike?
Don't worry, you have the rabbit's foot.
I'll never make it. I'm gonna be late. I'll never make it. Excuse me.
Watch out, kid.
Sorry. I wish I had a siren. I'm gonna be late. Clear the way.
Be careful.
Bad luck. It's all bad luck. Stupid rabbit's foot isn't helping.
If you rub it, it'll bring you good luck.
Rub it, huh?
You have to rub it.
All right. All right. I'll rub it. Anything so I can get to the meeting on time. Where is the thing?
Hey, watch out! Whoa! Whoa!
Oh no! We'll return to today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. Adventures in Odyssey Album 72, The Long Road Home, answers important questions while creating new ones.
Okay. I've got an idea that will help us all get to know each other better.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it. Let's go around and name the worst thing you've ever done.
Questions of faith lead Olivia to decide on her true friends.
I've been trying so hard to figure out how to be your friend through all this.
You did it to hurt me.
Wonderful to see you again, my little Umnyashka.
Hey, Leonid.
And family secrets set out to complicate life for the Meltsters.
You're nervous about the meeting today, aren't you?
Indeed. Whoever sent me the text, that's what they wanted me to see.
How do you know?
Because it's about my dad.
Imaginary friends and mysterious maps are just the beginning of The Long Road Home. Now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, CD and download. Find out more at adventuresinodyssey.com. This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, the Calhoun family is headed overseas.
Are you excited about your trip?
Sure. I've never been out of the country before.
But Lucia has a message for one of them.
When the offering plate came around to support this trip, I gave because of you.
She put in like $100.
$100?
That's a lot of pressure, little man. You gotta make $100 worth of impact down there.
Trey's got a lot to live up to this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Robin, sweetheart.
Oh, hi, Dad. What am I? Oh, what happened?
Hey, just take it easy now. You had an accident on your bike.
My bike? Oh, yeah. I was going to the library. What time is it?
Around 4:30.
Oh, no. There goes my class project.
Yeah, we spoke with your teacher on the phone. You can make it up later.
Where's Mom?
She went to the pharmacy to get your prescription. The doctor said you might have a headache. Do you realize you almost hit a car?
Almost. Feels like I did. A truck, even.
No. The car swerved and you went straight into a tree. You were going pretty fast. You're lucky you only got some cuts and bruises.
Lucky?
Okay, I don't mean lucky. Blessed. Can't say the same for your bike, though.
I don't know what happened. My bike just suddenly went wacko on me.
Looks like your chain broke, and no wonder.
What do you mean?
I found this jammed in it.
The rabbit's foot.
How did a rabbit's foot get stuck in your chain?
It must have fallen from my neck. No wonder I couldn't find it. That thing was supposed to help me, not a...
Just sit back, Robin. Relax. We don't have to talk about this now, but I do want an explanation eventually. I don't like you carrying around things like rabbit's foots. Feet.
Hi, Mr. Jacobs. Can I come in now?
Sure, Jesse. I forgot you were out there. Come on in.
Hi, Robin. How are you feeling?
How do I look?
Not very good.
That's how I feel.
I'll let you two girls talk. If you promise not to get yourself worked up, Robin. The doctor said to rest, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
I'll be downstairs if you need anything.
Bye, Mr. Jacobs.
Here, Jesse, this is yours.
My rabbit's foot! Ugh. What happened to it?
It got caught up in my bike chain and made me wreck. Thanks for all the good luck.
This is pretty scary, Robin.
You're pretty scary, Jesse.
No, I mean it's pretty scary when even a rabbit's foot can't help you. You've got bad luck, Robin. Really bad luck. You've got to get that chain letter back.
Will you quit saying that? I tore it up and threw it away. I can't get it back, even if I wanted to.
But don't you see? Everything that's happened to you is only the beginning of your bad luck if you don't mail that letter.
I don't believe it.
What's it gonna take? You got hit in the head with a bucket, you broke a mirror, you lost your homework, you nearly got killed on your bike, you had a tornado to rip through your house?
But it's not really bad luck. It's just that...
What? Did any of those things happen before you threw the letter away?
Well, no. But that doesn't mean anything.
Hey, girls. Getting awfully loud up there. Remember what I told you.
Yes, Mr. Jacobs. I better go. I guess you're safe enough if you stay in bed.
Thanks for the assurance.
I don't want to see you get hurt anymore. That's all.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Get better. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bad luck. At least I'm safe in bed. I hope.
Here you go, sweetheart. Doctor said you need to take one of these pills to help your headache.
Thanks, Dad. Wow, that's a big pill.
For big headaches, I guess. Go on, down the old hatch. With any luck, you won't choke on it.
Huh?
Take the pill, Robin. And keep your fingers crossed.
Dad, why are you saying that?
Saying what? I just don't want anything else to happen to you. You escaped the bike crash, knock on wood, and now we're gonna get you all better. Cross my heart.
Dad!
We even hung a horseshoe over your door.
A horseshoe?
Probably should have taken it off the horse first.
Good grief. This is a dream, isn't it?
Are you going to take the pill or not?
But I don't know if
I... Let's flip a coin. Heads you take it, tails you don't.
This is getting weird, Dad. I wish you'd just...
Wish? Are you making a wish?
Jesse, I thought you went home.
Home again, jiggity jig.
Jesse!
Go on, Robin. Make a wish. On a wishbone.
Look, don't start that stuff with me again. Where's my dad?
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Dad!
I brought you a present.
A present?
It's a black cat.
I don't believe it. Leave me alone. I'm not superstitious.
Superstitious? That word has 13 letters in it. 13 is bad luck.
Mom! Dad!
You're gonna be late for your meeting, Robin. Here's your bike.
But it's broken.
Oh, that'll be 7 years bad luck.
For a bike?
You're late for your meeting, Robin. You'll have to run.
But be careful of the sidewalk.
Why?
Step on a crack
and break your mother's back.
No! Stop it! I won't listen to you. It's all superstition. I don't believe it.
What's it gonna take? You got hit in the head with a bucket, you broke a mirror.
My mirror.
You lost your homework, you nearly got killed on your bike. You want a tornado to rip through your house?
A tornado?
Here it comes now.
No, make it stop.
Just bad luck, I guess. A lady in Maryland got attacked by a rose bush.
Stop it, I don't believe it.
Some guy in California was in a dog sled accident.
No.
You have to find that letter and mail it.
The tornado's destroying my room.
It's only the beginning. It'll destroy the house.
Make it stop.
You have to find that letter and mail it.
Find that letter and mail it.
Find that letter and mail it.
It's the only way to save us.
All right. I'll find the letter and mail it. I will. I'll find the letter and mail it. Find the letter. Find the letter.
All right, whoever you are, come out of that dumpster or I'll slap you with my squeegee.
We have to find it.
What's Odyssey coming to with these people crawling around Witt's dumpster? All right, now, you can either come out or I'll send someone in after you. Remember, a policeman around, you need one.
The letter, I have to find the letter.
Okay, that's it. Make me climb up on this dumpster. Getting too old for this. Ooh-wee. Nice to know which trash smells as bad as everyone else's.
The letter.
Letter? What letter? Goodness gracious. You're the Jacobs girl, aren't you? Look, get out of that dumpster. We'll talk about this, okay?
I have to find the letter. Where's Mr. Whitaker?
He's home in bed, like most folks are at 6 a.m.
Help me find the letter.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I don't make it a habit to scurry around in other people's trash, especially with young girls in parkas and slippers. We care for these new fashions anyway.
Don't you see? Tornadoes.
Tomatoes? Are you listening to me, young lady? Now, I want you to come out of that dumpster right now. Parents don't teach kids anything these days.
Morning, Bernard. Huh? These early hours having you talk to dumpsters?
Yeah, Officer Winger, it's about time you got here.
Why, did you call?
Well, no, but it looks like the Jacobs girl here is trying to make a salad in Witt's dumpster. Looking for tomatoes.
Robin, the Jacobs?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Tell yourself.
Whew, that's ripe.
Uh-huh.
Robin, what are you doing in there?
I have to find the letter.
Oh, good grief. You know, she took a pretty bad spill on her bike yesterday. Hit her head.
Yeah, well, she didn't do too well with my bucket either. Kids don't know how to take care of anything anymore.
Give me a hand, will you?
Right.
We'll have to get her out of there.
Okay,
get her home.
Thanks, Dad. I feel much better.
Good. And you smell a lot better, too. Your mom's going to need a week to disinfect the tub, though.
How embarrassing.
You want to tell me what it's all about?
It was because of that dream I had. And some bad luck, that's all. Bad luck.
Yeah, that's what you said earlier. And it all started with, what, one of those chain letters?
Yeah, and Jesse gave me a book and that rabbit's foot, and what a nightmare.
Well, I'm going to have a little talk with Jesse. I don't like those kinds of books in our house. And I certainly don't like you using worthless charms like rabbit's foot.
Feet.
Rabbit's feet is an antidote to your trouble. I wish you'd talk to me or your mother about this.
I was going to. But what about it, Dad? All the problems I've been having, they did start after I got that letter.
They seemed to start after you got that letter. I think you might have been overly sensitive about it.
The bucket?
You got hit in the head with a bucket because you were walking in a dangerous place.
The mirror.
It broke because you slammed it.
What about my homework?
You forgot your homework because you often forget your homework.
And what about my bike?
And you wrecked your bike because you were fumbling around with a rabbit's foot that fell and got caught in your chain. Everything is easily explained, Robin.
Well, yeah, but still.
All right. Look, I won't deny that there are spiritual forces at work in the world, both good and evil. But I don't believe in superstition. God loves you too much to leave your life at the mercy of random chance or coincidences or what we call luck. Many of our superstitions are holdovers from periods of history when people just didn't know any better. I thought you knew better.
I did, Dad. I mean, I do. I just let myself get confused. I never really believed it.
Good.
Robin! Hi, Mr. Jacobs.
Hello, Jesse.
I got one.
Got one what?
A chain letter addressed to me, my very own.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jesse, because I want to talk...
No, I didn't bring it up, Mr. Jacobs. I got rid of it.
Oh. Well, good for you. I'm glad you finally come to your senses.
I sure have. I mailed in my dollar and sent the letter on its way. I didn't want a bunch of bad luck like Robin had.
Jesse, I think you better sit down. We're going to have a talk.
A talk?
Yeah, and then I want to find out where you mailed that letter so we can put a stop to this nonsense.
Well,
Maud, look at this. It just came in the mail.
What is it, Bernard? Why, I haven't seen you so excited since... Come to think of it, I've never seen you so excited.
Well, look, it's called a chain letter. Yeah, I think we won some sort of contest.
It's interesting that the Bible never talks about the idea of luck, either good or bad. That's because the Bible tells the story of something stronger than mere luck, the power of God. You see, the people of Israel knew that whatever happened to them, God was in control. The same is true for us today. Not only is God in control, but He loves us and is working things out so we'll learn to love Him more. So whenever things happen to you, think about how you can use the circumstances to strengthen your relationship with God. I'm glad you spent this time in Odyssey with us. You know, if you ever want to write to us or just say hi or ask us questions, all you have to do is send your letter to Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. Just mention today's date in your card or letter. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode is called Bad Luck and was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. Chuck Bolte is our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.